Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. Tonight you're in for a publishing treat with Patrick Tungle and Gerard Sagmiller. Patrick works with the new authors, and Gerard is the marketing and the production end. And if you go to their website, freedomofspeechpublishing.com, you're going to start seeing the zen of publishing. But after talking to these two distinguished gentlemen, I'm starting to learn there's a lot of substance behind them, and they have a heart to expand your book into whatever you choose to make it. And without any further ado, I want to welcome Patrick Tungle and Gerard Sagmiller to the show. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Now, I'm going to start with you. Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's an honor to be on your show. We enjoy it.
Well, it is. And it's my honor because I get to bring something to the people that will expand the world. And something that I've really been looking into in the last 3 years, it's going to be innovations that brings the world forward. And with Freedom of Speech Publishing, I'm starting to understand that's what your publishing endeavors and enterprising endeavors are about. So, Patrick, when you start working with a new author, what is the first thing you do, and how can people start presenting themselves better to a publisher?
Well, the first thing we do is, specifically for our company, we like to make sure that we have the ability, number one, to satisfy your needs, because at the end of the day, we're here to help you. Our goal is to make it easy for you to do what you do best. Other publishing companies have different agendas. Our publishing company has one. How can we help you to do what you do best and write more books? So when we talk to a new author, that's the first thing we ask. What can we do for you? How can we help you? I like to get all the information I can so that I can gather, talk to Gerard, talk to the other team members, and basically get everything that you need, everything that you expect from our company, ready and set so that we can market your stuff. So when you talk to other publishing companies, you have to be sure that you know your product. You have to be able to be sure that you know your book inside and out, and the best way to, and your ideas on how to promote the book. What do you need from your publishing company? That's what you need to ask yourself before you talk to a publisher.
All right, thank you. Now, Gerard is with promotional and the marketing end and the production end. And when the book and audios, whatever, gets to you, because you guys publish both audio and book, and that's kind of hard to find and unique in its own way. But when the book gets to your end, Gerard, how do you help open people's marketing wisdom, but also open it up to the public so they can see the best way, the book and our CD in the best way?
You know what I like to do is we look at the product and we say, this is really somebody's baby or voice. And sometimes they've poured years and years of their heart and soul into this. So you go into there and you try to find those key elements. It's difficult sometimes that you bring it down. What is a couple sentence statement that will catch somebody's eye that expresses to that individual or that person looking to purchase an ebook or a book or an audio tape that expresses to them this work and their passion? Because that's the nice thing about our business, is both of us could sit down and somebody could give us the outline and say, write this story about da, 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 and we'll both come up with completely different views and different stories and different outlines or different opinions on a topic, even if it is a health topic or whatever, that will benefit so many people. And that's what I really enjoy. So it's like taking their part of them, you almost have to say, and you have to define that, and then you market that to the same similar group that is interested in that. So, for example, somebody that really might have a child that is dealing with something new like autism. And one of our authors writes about autism and has been a parent with a child for 10 years, and they explain what they've gone through. It's easy to catch that. It gets a little bit trickier when it's more of an entertainment business or book or publication, because then you got to, what's their common thread? What are they like? This is their group. And then you market to that group. And again, you're marketing that voice, that feeling, and that experience in a whole way.
And I want to point something out to people that are listening to the show. You listen to Patrick and you've listened to Gerard. I want you to pay attention to the integrity of their answers and how they did not hesitate. So this is something they do from the heart. I wanted to point that out to people because people are afraid to listen sometimes. And so I'm on your website at freedomofspeechpublishing.com, and it says become a talent. There's something I want to read here. Every one of our authors is involved in the production process of their work of art. We want and need your input and feedback on any aspect you want to be involved in. Topics like the cover design, the editing process, the web pages, social marketing, and where you want to see your book marketed at. You can go to just about any publishing site, and you're not going to read that paragraph because I've been on a bunch of them. And that is something to look for. They want you involved in your own book. That's very important. And now I'm going to ask both you, Gerard and Patrick, how does that enhance the book when you allow the author or the artist to be involved in the book? Gerard? And then Patrick?
Well, you know, I really believe, again, from the marketing and production point of view, we can take somebody's material and we can put on a fancy wrapper and whatever marketing says what's best and the statistics show, and we'll put it out there. And the customer at the end of the day is going to be disappointed. We want to keep them happy. And our author is going to be disappointed because it's not their voice. So you have to really work with the authors and the creator of, if you would, of this to understand what their vision is and reading the material and express that vision to the consumer base so that they can make a good selection and be happy with the product. And our authors were careful, really write and speak from the heart. And that's important to us because we don't take on people or haven't that just said, okay, Harry Potter books were selling a lot, so I'm going to copy that. We might tell somebody this isn't a flavor of Harry Potter because it really is. And that's what the author writes in that fantasy market. But to us, it's really important to let the author's, the creator's voice be heard.
And that's important. And for Patrick, the call-in number is 718-305-6548 if you have any questions for Gerard or Patrick. And Patrick, and now you answer the question, please.
Okay. Well, Gerard hit on it very, very well. I'll go in a little bit deeper. We have a philosophy. We want to enchant our customers. At the end of the day, we want the reader enchanted with that book. How do we get that reader enchanted with that book? Well, the best way that we found so far and is to enchant the author, make them 100% into what we're doing, have every input that they want, and enchant the author. If the author is enchanted, they're more inclined to produce work that enchants the reader. An enchanted reader will come back and read more of that author.
You know, Patrick made a very good point. In fact, some companies, when we worked on this, we really wanted to focus on how many customers and authors are we enchanting versus how much dollars are we bringing into the bottom line. Our goal, and we benchmark how many we're enchanting. Because at the end of the day, if we enchant people, the authors, and the people reading it, then the rest will fall in line.
And that's very true. When you enchant somebody, you expand their wisdom. They're going to enhance your life in every way possible. Now, I'm on your website, freedomofspeechpublishing.com, and at the bookstore, you guys publish fiction, children's books, special needs, Down syndrome, ADHD and ADD, thyroid disease, organic farming, cooking, early learning for kids, historical biographies, beer brewing, cold source fever blisters, and ERP documentation. So you guys publish just about all genres of books, but you guys touch into something a lot of people shy away from, and that's the special needs, like the Down syndrome and the autism. And if somebody has a book that has autism or Down syndrome, how would they get a hold of you and present it to you, Patrick?
Well, on the website, there's a contact form on there that they can contact, and the email goes right directly to me. They can fill out that contact form and just kind of jot down in there what their idea is, what the style of the book is, what it kind of presents. Freedom of Speech Publishing, it stands for that. We will hear any topic. We want to know what your work of art will be. If it's a special needs, we have friends and family that have special needs. So it's not something that we shy away from because it's in our life. So other publishing companies will shy away from it just because it's, you know, it may not be the most highly sellable topic, but it's real. It's real life, and we deal with it constantly. So we want to be able to talk about it.
Patrick, you care if I give out your phone number?
Yeah, go ahead. The phone number is 815-290-9605.
And then, Gerard, when you get a hold of somebody that has published a book from a special need, and they're usually personal life journeys, how does that really engage you in your marketing and your production skills to even enhance it more than the author can believe?
Well, we have some tools that we use. We're able to define words, situations on the internet that we're able to find, that people are able to find those resources faster. That's one of our my background, and Patrick's is also, to be blunt, computer geeks. So we joke that the publishing industry has actually finally come to us in the computer world. And we're able to leverage, you know, years and years of experiences in that field to promote and better market those things and get them into the hands. If we have a television ad, of course it goes out to everybody, but with today you can target market the people so easily that are for that. Before this, marketing was all about you would have a mass, you know, just kind of like blast to everybody, but now you can really narrow it down and get to people, which is good, and help those people. And when I'm dealing with people that have wrote something about a special needs, it's usually a family member or themselves that they're dealing with, and they firsthand know what is going on, and it's easy to listen to their voice again and just broadcast that so the right ears will pick it up and be able to be helped. And those are always rewarding, because you're helping somebody in an environment, especially like with the Kindles and the, you know, iTunes, the apps on the phone, where somebody can sit in a meeting that, you know, or on a plane and read information without having everybody around them look at, say, oh, this is, he's reading a book about autism now. It's more private, that world, if they want to be, especially if there's a new diagnosis involved and they're still dealing with it.
And now I've been wanting to ask this question to both of you. How did you come up with Freedom of Speech Publishing? Because that's probably the most fantastic name in publishing to me.
I can answer that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can answer that one. in a previous employment, a lot of times in life, you're given lessons on both sides of the ledger, examples to follow and examples not to follow. We were in a situation where sometimes in your employment you're told what to say. And Patrick and I talked about it, and I said, you know, we live in America. We want the right for the freedom of speech, and we want the authors that a lot of publishing companies might not pick up, or they might, but they'll try to squash their voice if it is on special needs, if it's an opinion, and we want them to be able to have a freedom of speech, and so do we. And as authors, you know, we were felt sometimes with other companies that we went through that our voice wasn't heard, and we had no idea what was happening to our material, our babies that we had created. So as a constant reminder to ourselves, what a better way, there's no better way we could think of than to say, let's name it freedom of speech publishing. So every time we say it, we're reminded this is what we're about.
And that's very true. I'm on your website still, and I'm getting quite intrigued with it because you guys actually put your authors out there. But I was talking to Patrick earlier today. You guys just released or published two new books. Do you want to tell the people about them?
Sure. Actually, they're both new authors. Both exciting. Both been a complete joy to work with. One is a sci-fi genre. His name is Samuel Blondale. He's out of Canada, and he's produced a book called Mercury. And Mercury's about a starship, and he's very artistic. He has developed the story on his own, developed the cover on his own. He's one of the authors that has decided, you know what, I want to be able to do my own artwork. I want to be able to do my own design. All he asked me for me was, Patrick, can you help me with the editing and the marketing? No problem. He's been a joy to work with. That one's coming out. That one should be, it's on Kindle as of Saturday, I believe, and I think we'll have it to print in about a week. The second one is more of a comedy style. It's adult comedy, so it's definitely not for underage. And it is raw to the point. This gentleman, his name is Barry Hemmerling, and he, for years, did a comedy show in Las Vegas. And he had an older gentleman in the audience, in the front row, and every time he said a punchline, he had to repeat it because the guy couldn't hear him. So he got an idea that says, all right, well, since you can't hear me, I'm going to write a book about my act. The book is hilarious, and that one is on Kindle currently and will be to print probably on Saturday. So all of these little pieces have just started coming together. It's been a joy. We've been loving every second of it.
And I'm also on the author's page, and Gerard and Patrick, you both are authors yourself, so you really have an understanding from the author's point of view. Now, how does that actually help both of you see a better way to present people their books and to talk to the authors? You can answer Gerard and then Patrick, or Patrick then Gerard, however you want to do it.
I'll jump in first. It really helps us understand the whole process, and I think what really helped us was going down this path with other publishing houses, understanding what we liked, what we didn't like, taking that knowledge and growing on it. And what also helped us develop the compassion for our authors. And I'll let Patrick answer.
Well, a lot of the publishing houses that we've dealt with already really didn't seem to care about what we thought. I mean, it was our work of art, after all. We seemed to not have a whole lot of input. So, we didn't want to do that. That's that's exactly what we're trying to avoid. And so we want to be able to participate. We want to have any of our authors able to participate as much as they want to participate. Sometimes we have authors that want to do every ounce. They want to be involved in every little aspect. And we have authors that said, you know what, Patrick, do it all. Just get my book printed. Let me see the final product before it's printed, but do everything for me. No problem. We'll handle that. That's the, you know, exactly what we do. So it kind of gave us a perspective of what we didn't want to do to people. So as an author myself, I want to be able to and help out others where I didn't get help.
And now I'm also, I love this little saying, we are the Zen of publishing. That just really sends a message to people. But I've been listening to both Patrick and Gerard. And if you're really listening, they're not only publishers, they're authors. And that will open you up and your experience with the publishing of your book or your art or CD. That will make your path a lot easier because they do something that most publishing houses don't. They listen to the author. And that's very important when you're publishing a book or a CD. Now, when somebody comes to freedom of speech publishing, and like when I talked to Patrick the first time, it was very easy to talk to Patrick. And so when somebody chooses you guys, and when I walked away, I was very excited. How do you feel that your stuff, your experiences up to this point actually allow the author or the artist to feel comfortable with you guys?
Well, we exude comfort. We're here. The Zen of Publishing is meant for exactly how it sounds. This shouldn't be painful at the end of the day. When you have your product, your work of art that you want to sell, and you want to promote it, this shouldn't be hard for you. This should be something that is enjoyable. It should be a learning process. It should be, you know, so that the second time around, it goes even easier. Third time around, even easier. But the keyword there is easy. That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
So when I talk to an author and when Gerard talks to authors, it is what the, you know, it's the same question over that we'll always ask. What can we do for you? So that at the end of the day, you're happy with the results.
You know, I'm going to cut in here real quick, and Patrick is so correct. The one thing that I see is, which we're both authors and on to the other companies, is you don't have to ask yourself, are these guys ripping me off? Because we don't say, which some companies, and I'm really careful about talking about other companies, but they'll say, oh, we need $800 or $8,000 for artwork. We need $800 for editing. And you're going to have to sign this, and you're going to have to pay credit card payment.
And
that's not our style at all. We don't have to, where you tell your friend, well, I have to get a certified check for $3,000 to send it to some people. We don't operate that way. And so you don't have to question, are they just in it to get me up front and make the money? Or are they actually trying to get me published and get my voice out there, my, you know, artwork?
And there's a lot of publishing companies out there doing that. But when you guys are speaking from the heart, but when you get on your website and you start reading about the authors and yourselves, that's really settling to the author. It was to me. And also, I got to be honest, I signed a contract with Freedom of Speech Publishing because after talking with Patrick and now Gerard, I see why, and I see a better way for me to experience my life just through Freedom of Speech Publishing. And I just wanted to thank both of you for allowing me to be part of Freedom of Speech Publishing.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. It's been a joy. I've talked to you a number of times, and it's always an enjoyable conversation. You're extremely positive. You know what you like, and it's always enjoyable. We appreciate being on your show and enjoying talking to you as well.
And what I really want to people to understand, you guys really do market and promote people's books and CDs. And where all do you guys promote them and publish them at, Gerard and Patrick?
Well, for publishing and marketing them, the publishing, of course, they're available on Amazon, they're available on the Kindles, they're available, you know, they can be ordered through the local stores, can pick them up. Pretty much every facet we've got covered. Marketing, we do a lot of marketing through press releases. Some of our authors use other names, and they prefer their photos not to be shown. And so, you know, we go a different way with them. Some will have a lot of local publicity. We'll put it in the paper or whatever, you know, local spots if we can. And, again, we really work with the talent there to feel what they're comfortable with and where they want to go with it. And then we find the best suited areas for what their target market is hanging out, and we'll address that market with them and go after that market. So each one's a little bit different. We don't have a kind of a checklist. We do this, this, and this. We kind of get a feel what works with that one, and we go into that. Because if somebody's buying a book for entertaining, they're going to be looking in different places than versus somebody that's researching and trying to find answers to questions for special topics that are approached or are popping up in their lives.
I want to point something out to the listeners, what Gerard just said. Every author is different, and they market you different. That is very important. If you're an author, CD maker, I don't care, because they're not going to put you in the stamps down the same way. They're actually going to see the way you write and where your book is going to do or CD is going to do the highest good. That is very, I want to commend both Patrick and Gerard for their honesty and integrity. That's hard to find in this country, and I'm lucky to have both of them on the show. We're getting down to about a minute 50, and I want to give out, it's freedomofspeechpublishing.com, and the number to get a hold of Patrick is, as soon as my computer comes up here, 815-290-9605, and the address is 320 Sycamore Road, Suite 136, DeKalb, Illinois, 60115. Now, we're down to about a minute, and I always do this. Patrick, I'm going to let you give the people some publishing wisdom, and then I'll let Gerard give them some publishing wisdom, and then I'll close out the show.
Okay. Publishing wisdom by Patrick is write down. The hardest thing in the world to do is to finish the book. Anybody can start a book. Not everybody can finish a book. Take your work of art, get it down on paper. Don't stop, just keep writing. Once it's on paper, then come see me. We can work out something that, you know, do we need to edit it? Do we need to get special artwork done for it? Don't worry about that yet. Get it on paper. Once it's on paper, we can worry about the rest. If it's illustrations you need, come see me. If it's the special cover you need, the special size binding, that's all stuff that you can do after the book is written. Get it down on paper. It's the first thing you need to do.
I agree with Patrick. you know, you have, everybody has a story to tell. Even if it's one you're making up or a real story, write your story, your voice. And don't really be concerned about the spelling and grammar until it's all done. Just have fun with it.
And that's the key thing, have fun, because you can really let the words flow when you really allow yourself to have fun. Patrick and Gerard, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being on my show, and it's freedomofspeechpublishing.com. And have a pleasure publishing your book, because they'll make it, Patrick and Gerard will make it a pleasure. And thank you both for being here. And we'll be here Tuesday night with Stephen Harfield, author of Metaphysical, The American Monk. Anyway, good night, and thank all the listeners, and thank you, Patrick and Gerard, for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.